This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Filing of nominations for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory will be covered in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the last phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will take place tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the seventh phase will be held on 1st of June. The counting of the votes for all 7 phases of general elections will be held on the 4th of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today filed his nomination papers from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh. Varanasi will go to polls in the seventh phase of general elections. The Prime Minister is seeking a third consecutive term from that constituency. The 4 proposers of Mr. Modi included Pandit Gyaneshwar Shastri, Bejnath Patel, Lal Chand Kushwaha and Sanjay Sonkar. Among the NDA leaders who were present on the occasion included TDP Chief Chandrababu Naidu, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, RPI leader Ramdas Athawale, UP Minister Sanjay Nishad and former Bihar CM Jitan Ram Majhi, besides BJP National President JP Nadda and senior party leaders including Rajnath Singh and Hardeep Singh Puri were also present on the occasion. Congress candidate Ajay Rai, who is the joint nominee of opposition INDIA bloc, is contesting against Prime Minister Modi. High voltage campaigning is underway for the remaining 3 phases of Lok Sabha elections after completion of polling for first 4 phases. Senior Congress leader addressed an election rally at Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh today. He claimed INDIA bloc constituent parties are working to safeguard the constitution. Speaking at the rally, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said, INDIA bloc, if voted to power, will provide new employment opportunities to the youth and scrap the Agniveer scheme. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi held public meeting at Rai Bareilly in the state. Aam Aadmi Party today launched a campaign targeting BJP on the issue of corruption. Party leader and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai accused the BJP of misusing central agencies to target opposition leaders. On the other hand, the Congress has accused the BJP government of failing to generate employment opportunities for the youth. Briefing media in New Delhi, Delhi Congress leader Anil Bharadwaj alleged that certain business groups have monopolized economic progress, leading to adverse effects on the youth. Meanwhile, several AAP and Congress local leaders in Delhi joined the BJP. They were inducted into the party in the presence of Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva. India has sent a second tranche of humanitarian aid to Kenya, comprising medical supplies to support the people affected by the massive floods in the East African country. The first tranche of assistance was sent through naval ship Sumedha and was handed over to the Kenyan government on the 10th of this month. The 77th Cannes Film Festival will begin today at Cannes in France. India is participating in the 12-day event. India will host a Bharat Parv at the Cannes Film Festival for the first time. The Bharat Pavilion at Cannes will serve as a platform for the Indian film community to engage in various activities. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has said that heat wave conditions is very likely in isolated pockets over Konkan today and tomorrow. It said West Rajasthan is expected to face heat wave conditions from tomorrow till the 18th of this month. Uttar Pradesh, South Haryana and Bihar are expected to face heat wave for 3 days from Thursday. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capital will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi this evening. Kolkata Knight Riders yesterday qualified for the playoff, while Gujarat Titans have been knocked out after rain forced their match to be abandoned without a ball bowled in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.